on in my heart. I mean, what a great psalm. Mm-hmm. Read it. If you haven't read Psalm 16, go to Psalm 16 this afternoon and read it. Not now, Jeannie. You can read it this afternoon. Go to Psalm 17 now. In Psalm 17, we see in verse 1 that David asked God to listen to his honest prayer. God, he knows that God knows his heart. And that shows relationship. That shows something has transpired before he wrote this psalm. Something's been happening between them, and it's two-way. It's a gut-level relationship. God, you know my heart. And then he's not afraid, as we see in verse 2, he's not afraid that God knows his heart. Sometimes when we think God knows our heart, we kind of go, we kind of duck a little bit. He didn't duck. David says, God examined me from the inside out. Ooh, when was the last time you prayed that prayer? Amen. Amen. But that's the kind of relationship we can develop with our Lord Jesus Christ. He knows us, and he's there for us. I mean, all the time. In verse 4 and 5, he states he's not trying to get his own way. He states clearly that he's on God's mission, not his mission. And then in verse 6 and 7, he says he knows God will listen to him. That's indicative of a trust relationship. He's done this before. He's walked this path before. And he knows that God knows he's there to talk to him and that God's listening. So he says in verse 6 through 8 in the King James, I have called upon thee, for thou wilt hear me, O God. Incline thine ear unto me and hear my speech. Show thy marvelous loving kindness, O thou that savest by thy right hand them which put their trust in thee from those that rise up against them. Keep me as the apple of thine eye. Hide me under the shadow of thy wings. And New Living says, I am praying to you because I know you will answer, O God. Bend down and listen as I pray. Show me your unfailing love in wonderful ways. By your mighty power, you rescue those who seek refuge from their enemies. Guard me as you would guard your own eyes. Hide me in the shadow of your wings. Then he goes on in verses 10 to 14. He describes his enemies to God. He tells God what they're doing to him. He tells God how to handle them and what God should do to them. Then he describes what he sees God doing to them. Then he describes what he will be doing in the future. And I wrote in my Bible, yum, yum, yum. Because in verse 15 it says in King James, as for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness. And from the Message it says, and me, I plan on looking at you full in the face when I get up. I'll see your full stature and live heaven on earth. And the New Living, because I am righteous, I will see you. When I awake, I will see you face to face and be satisfied. And from the NIV, and I in righteousness. Whose righteousness do you think he's in, huh?
God's righteousness.
Amen. I will see your face when I awake. I will be satisfied with seeing your likeness. Let's stand together this morning and let's say it from the good old King James Version.
As for me, I will behold thy face in righteousness. I shall be satisfied when I awake with thy likeness.
Me too. Amen. Right. Can you say that?
Amen.
Me too. I will be satisfied in his righteousness. Can we sing about that, maybe?
Yeah. Okay. Did you hear what Royal said?
No, what did he say?
He said,
I'm in.
Amen. Yeah, God. I'm in.
That's
I'm
right.
in God. Amen.
That's right.
And he's in me.